This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, sisters and brothers. This is Asma, and I have the privilege to be your host for today's discussion. Well, here with me, I have two very dear and credible guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Muzaffar. It's been so long since the last time I met you two, and today I am over pleased to have you both in one picture. Okay, ladies, first I will start with you, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, and how are you doing?
Assalam. Thank you so much.
I'm glad. I'm
doing great, alhamdulillah. Thank God. Totally psyched to be here with you guys.
So pleasure to be with you. And you, brother, assalamu alaikum, and how's life?
Wa alaikum salam. Life is good, alhamdulillah. And I'm here after such a long time.
And yes, great and to be back. It's great to be with you.
Thanks
too.
Thanks for having me.
So, just as the ritual of this program, I would love you two to give me a very short introduction about yourself. And let's start with you, brother Muzaffar.
Yeah, so I'm Muzaffar Haider. Mm-hmm. I'm born and raised in the UK. I'm studying in the Hausa. And now I occasionally show up at IRIB English Radio and discuss some interesting topics with you.
Of course. Topics.
Of course. And you, sister?
I'm Zainab. I'm a student of philosophy.
Well, sister, I had to start with you. Are you married?
Getting there.
So in the process. And you, brother?
I'm married, yeah, alhamdulillah.
So you already have an experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you ask others to get married?
Yeah, yeah. I often encourage youth, especially, to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, before we were coming, you were saying something to someone on the phone.
There's a sister out there, and she was saying, you know, how she's not married, and she's wanting to get married. She really wants to get married, but she's not finding anybody. What should I do? So I was telling her that, you know, you need to be patient, and, you know, you can keep trying, try marriage websites, etc.
So you think these applications or websites or whatever that are available in net are a good way of getting married?
Something that we often look down upon, and we often feel like, oh, why should I go to a marriage website? Mm-hmm. It's kind of beneath me. I think we shouldn't feel that way. We should use the internet to connect with people who want to connect with us, especially if it's for the noble cause of marriage. Remember, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that marriage is my institute, and one who abandons my institute is not from me. And this is a very heavy hadith right here. In today's society, it is looked at as something very light, something very trivial, especially in the West. Now, you know, men and men can get married, women and women can get married. In France, a woman married a tree. Over there, somebody married, I don't know, an animal. It's just getting ridiculous.
And they married themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the most hilarious one are those who marry themselves.
Like, what do you mean you married yourself? Why are you announcing that? You know, marriage is actually something very sacred, something very pure. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. The Quran says the male is not like the female. Guys, can we get these basic things down, please? Society, especially in the West, is trying to drag and pull everybody away from these basic fundamental realities of human life and the sacredness of relationships. You know, marriage is just such a pure thing from the Islamic perspective, that if a person belonging to another religion, right, they're not even Muslim, but they get married.
Yeah.
Then that couple becomes Muslim. Islam accepts their marriage. Nikah.
You don't have to destroy your institution.
You already are married. Mm-hmm. Think about that. That means that in other religions, when two people get married, even if it's not done in an Islamic way, if it's done in a Christian way, a Jewish way, whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Subhanallah, Allah accepts that to a lesser or greater extent.
Mm-hmm. Let's go for a little break. We'll be back in no time. Dear audience, stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, welcome back to your audience. This is IRIB English Radio. We are having a discussion in your Back to Reality. Now, I want to ask your idea about governmental encouragements. Do you think is it a duty for the governments to make such encouragements for the youth to get married or in order not to decline their marriage?
The government should make it easy. I don't know about encouragement.
Should the government facilitate?
Oh, absolutely not. It's not the place of the government at all to stick its nose into people's private affairs, but it should definitely facilitate it. Mm-hmm. Especially we see that in Muslim societies where the youth shy away from marriage because, you know, it's the stress of, well, having a house and having a car and having a steady income. So I firmly believe that the government should facilitate
the
needs that young couples or even older couples or whatever couples have in order for them to focus more on their relationship than having to stress over the fact that, can I pay rent this month, right? There should be some loans. There should be easier, more lenient conditions in loan giving for banks and stuff like that, which, you know, it exists in a lot of countries.
I would disagree to a certain extent with Sister Zainab here. I think governments should encourage marriage. Yeah. I think they should encourage it. Notice the wording. I didn't say enforce, right?
Yeah.
Encourage.
So you mean there's no
law? No, let's define encourage real quick.
I mean, making it easy and facilitating for it is a kind
you
of encouragement, right?
You should promote
it,
though.
See, what's
Go
happening
around,
is...
Go putting banners up, billboards.
Yeah, no. What's happening is I'm looking at the opposite. And what they're actually essentially facilitating divorce. I'm looking at the West. If you look at the statistics, especially in a country like the UK... It is awful. Like the advantages that a woman has in divorce, she doesn't have in marriage.
Exactly.
Right? You can just marry a guy and then split his wallet in half and just go away with the money. That's better for you. You know, go and live your life, that individualistic mindset. The reason why governments, whether they're Islamic or not, should encourage marriage is because it prevents so many societal harms. One of my teachers once said that look, there's no point in spraying each individual fly. You need to get rid of the garbage itself, which is encouraging the flies to enter the house, for example. It's the same thing.
So you basically, know, if they do that, divorce, if they accommodate and facilitate, they would be encouraging.
Yeah. Encourage it, right? Mm. But you said it quite emphatically that they definitely shouldn't encourage. I think, governments should do amr bil ma'ruf, right? They should enjoin the good. But anyway, I wanted to say that, look, you're stopping drugs, right, in the streets. You're stopping gang crime. You're stopping this. It's just like playing whack-a-mole. What's the point? If you look at the sources of these things, it's because they come from broken households, right? Most of these parents, they're divorced. And so when this child comes home from school, he's not getting that upbringing that he needs. His mind is split into two. And so that frustration which is created in the child from a young age and that lack of warmth and love and care that he needs from a family unit is not being given to him. And so he feels like, why shouldn't I go towards drugs and alcohol? And why shouldn't I steal a car and go for a joyride? That's where all the crime is coming from. Mm-hmm.
I would like you to talk about the ways of encouragement.
Yeah, exactly. The part you said the government has to do amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar, enjoin the good and forbid the bad. Well, there are different forms of doing that, aren't there?
Oh, yeah.
It's like this is one of the most suckish things about our society, the Muslim society, is that they think amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar means walking up to a person and telling them that, you know what you're doing right now? It's wrong. You should stop doing it.
But but denying that is one of the forms as well.
It's one of the most horrible forms. I am okay with people encouraging each other, right, to have good marriages, right? Because some people, have this mindset of getting married for the sake of being married.
Yeah.
I see that more often in women also, because they don't want to turn into like lonely crazy cat ladies. And there's this mentality, especially in the Middle East, that a woman expires after a certain age and you're not going to find suitors anymore.
Yeah,
and now you're just left on your parents' hands and no one wants you.
You're out of use.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, we can encourage each other in the most encouraging way possible.
Not which encouraging, is, tell me the way.
Not
someone
encourage
is
each other in
you.
A way that the person says, I don't know who you are. This is none of your business. Stop talking to me and then walk away. Because, you know, people think they're encouraging, but that's what they end up doing. Encouraging people to get into good marriages can look like having a good marriage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Set an example.
Oh, wow.
That is so important.
Yeah, practical
yes,
way of
encouraging.
Yes,
practical encouragement. You can't go around telling people,
why
oh,
didn't
yeah,
you get
take
married?
This supplementary pill. It's so good. I took it. I got cancer, though. And people are like, so why are you advocating
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's very true.
Right?
Yes.
So have a good marriage first. Yeah. If you
hold
wanted-
on. What if your relationship is a mess? That's not fair, really, right? My relationship is a mess, but you should still get married, right? It might be better for you.
One time, a mom came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told His Eminence, please tell my kid to stop eating dates. We know dates are good, but she's overdoing it. And Rasulullah was like, come back tomorrow. And then the mom took the kid, and it's such a famous story too.
Yeah.
Brought him back tomorrow, and then Rasulullah was like, hey kid, stop eating dates.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mom was like, what the? You could have said this yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Rasulullah was like, I was eating dates yesterday. I don't want to preach what I don't do. It's so delicate, this topic. And people are so touchy.
Exactly.
The moment they find out your marriage is falling apart, they'd be like, oof. Who do you think you are telling me what to do? Go fix your own life.
You're an example of please don't get married.
Exactly. So there's that sort of encouragement.
Yeah.
Have a good marriage yourself before you want to advocate marriage.
So there's, I'm not with that direct way of telling people, please go marry. It's good to get married.
I do that all the time. I don't really do it with sisters, though. That's the difference, I think. I don't really, because I've got lots of youths who are brothers, and I literally go up to them and go, brother, are you married? Yeah. Why not?
Yes, it's among your people.
They're usually
people,
younger as well. There's an age gap.
So
and
it's okay. Mm-hmm. If it's in a friendly situation, you can do it.
Yeah.
But if you see like a 30-something-year-old man or woman, imagine this scenario. You see a 30-year-old man or woman, and then you ask, hey, so why aren't you married? And then the person is like, oh, I have really bad experience. You know, she turned out to be a horrible person. She dragged me into an ugly divorce. She took half of my possessions and took full custody of the kids. I haven't seen my children in four years.
God.
I spiraled
such
into horrible depression.
I'm sorry I asked.
Exactly. So I think there should be a limit to how much questions can we ask regarding a person's private lives. That's another form of encouragement I'm talking about. I mean, people ask this question all the time, are you married? And the person's like, no. And then the best comment you can give is a form of encouragement. I hope you find someone who makes you happy. End of discussion.
Exactly.
Don't ask them why. Don't ask them what are your conditions. I hope you find someone that makes you happy. And it's a prayer. And then they live and let live.
That's a really good, I like that. Okay, what if that person has financial problems?
Well, if that person is really wants to get married, right? And they've embraced your positive prayer of compassion regarding marriage, and they're actively trying to get married, and they have an obstacle, like a financial problem, they will express it. Let them express it on their own terms. Brother, you haven't married. Well, I hope you find someone you're looking for, bro. If you need anything, you let me know.
Okay, so we were talking of marriage, and I hope we made our point. I hope you all have a great life. Thank you for listening.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.